Any further questions or comments?
No, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Thank you for your patience and your time, especially all of you who are just visitors. The applicants expect to do this, but the rest of you are certainly not. So thank you. Okay, commissioners, referring back to our beginning of our agenda, we had a consolidated hearing today. There are actually four applications, so we need to consider them each separately. And
before you do that, do you want to talk about them as a whole?
Well, sure.
Would you like to have additional information you want, or close
the
record?
Well, the request to leave the record open, just to leave the record open for the sake of leaving it open, is not something that I particularly want to start doing, because it just gives people more time to do what they should have done before, before the hearing.
Was there additional input anybody wanted from the school system around the assessment that was provided?
I wasn't that surprised by the numbers that the consultant suggested, because I think I know where the school's coming from with their numbers, because they're thinking of 750 families with 2.3 children in each family, and they're adding it up. But that's not what we get. We get grandma and grandpa. We don't get mom and dad.
There's some grandma and grandpas that bring their take care of
that
their
is
children.
I get it. Absolutely true.
But the majority
absolutely
are
true.
Not.
But absolutely
you, yeah.
true. No question. I think the truth is probably somewhere between the two numbers,
Yeah.
I forgot to mention earlier, did you have a statement or email or something from the school district, or is that just a conversation?
No, I have an email from them.
Can we just make sure that's part of the record?
Yes.
Just because we referred to it? They don't have to do it right this second, but just make sure. We'll...
If I don't do it now, I might forget.
Okay.
But
you referred to that.
But I
want to get a copy of it, though.
Sure.
I think the impact is what it is, and the school certainly is in the situation they're in. It doesn't really change things. So.
Aside from concerns about traffic in particular, which are not going to change, do we want a motion to defer?
Yeah, please don't try to wing a decision on this one way or another tonight.
I think what we're trying to do right now is to not. Seriously though, one thing
we have to ask,
do you want to leave the record open for any reason?
There was a comment that I was thinking about with the archaeological study, that it's not going to be done until the fall. But I don't personally think that, the record needs to be held open for that. I think the information should be given to us as soon as it's available, but.
I agree with Holly.
Is that fair, or do we have to?
Yeah, because there's an archaeological study that's in the record. I don't know if it was complete, but I agree with you. If there's something that turns up, that's going to be. That's either going to, it's going to impact the final site plan. That would be part of
it. So to show it on the plan anyway. So.
Yeah, right.
So I don't think we need to hold the record open, right?
I don't want to, like I said, I'm concerned about just holding the record open for whatever wants to come. That's not that's why you have a hearing. You got to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah.
So. And there'll be, on three out of four of these applications, there'll be another hearing. So if anybody thinks of something they should have, would have, could have said, they can do it then. So
that's true. So just for the benefit of the public and anybody that's watching, as a reminder, the subdivision would be acted on as the decision lays with the Planning Zoning Commission on the subdivision. The other two, the change zone to C3, the change zone to MR, and the conditional use, are just recommendations from planning and zoning. I think everybody in the room probably still knows that, but those will still be subject to hearings at county council.
Right, and that would probably be a good thing for the organizations that are represented here to disseminate to your members, that when you see it on the planning, on the county council agenda, you're only gonna see three of them. So.
I have a question, Mr. Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
We do get studies from DLDOT. We do get those, and we do review them. And if I'm out of turn, please stop me.
Okay.
They say everything is okay, and then they say it's not okay, and then they throw it all back on us.
Oh, I don't know that I agree with that. You know, they do, remember, this is in the TID, so it's a little bit different. We don't get a TIS and a TIS review letter, you know.
I guess I'm lumping it into more than other situations. It just, yeah, maybe this doesn't pertain to this, so let's disregard that.
Yeah, well, this is, it's different. The TI, we know this is, what, the second or third TID?
This is my first.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's a first for probably at least two of you.
Well, one thing I do want to check on, because we might have to be careful on how we do this, because there was a lot of talk about phasing, you know, in terms of phasing it as it relates to Mulberry Knoll and maybe one or two other things. But I do want to look at the TID agreement between Sussex County and DelDOT, because there was a comment that somebody made that phasing is not permitted by that agreement. And the Mulberry Knoll, the Scenic Manor example was given, and that was originally conditioned on phasing and timing with the, I don't think it could start until the signalized intersection was put in.
Right.
But the applicant came back and said, look, this is in the TID, therefore the TID trumps that signalization condition. You know, I don't want that, if this is going to be acted on favorably, I don't want us to assume that we're good to go because it's conditioned on a certain threshold for Mulberry Knoll, and then we find out that, well, again, that's superseded by the TID agreement. You know, so that's something that's not a hold the record open thing. That's a legal advice thing.
I just
want to point that out because it came up, and we need to know the answer to that.
Everybody, if the development gets approved, I think everyone wants to see that road built as soon as possible.
I agree.
And I think the challenge we have is trying to figure out a way to make that happen in a way that makes sense. When I say as soon as possible, that's what I mean. It's not going to be the first thing they do, but it needs to be something that gets done soon.
Unfortunately, we don't have the ability to condition DelDOT to do the rest of Mulberry Knoll Road.
That's the whole thing about the phasing, too, when you think about it. Sure, you might be exempt from phasing for DelDOT's purposes, but are you exempt for our purposes? Can we require phasing for some other reason?
Well, we could for other reasons. That's what I want to see, though, the TID, because that's an agreement
like
with the county and DelDOT, you know, and we're a subset of the county, so I don't know that we.
I mean, if we have a reason, I'm not saying we don't want to do it just for the sake of doing it, but if there's a good reason for it, we want to have the ability to. So.
Oh yeah.
So if you can look into that for us, that would be great.
So, from my knowledge, for a situation like this, if you had to go back and look at that DelDOT agreement, you wouldn't leave it open; you would just still defer.
Yeah, I would just defer, because that's legal advice.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Because that's already, part of the record, and that's a public.
No, I was just questioning for my knowledge.
Okay, so the rules are we have to act on each one of these individually, so.
Well, here we go. Mr. Chairman, regarding, everybody can hear me. Mr. Chairman, regarding change of zone 2025 North Star Property LLC, I move that we defer action.
A second.
Second.
We moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2025 North Star Property LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was change of zone number 2026 North Star Property LLC.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, regarding change of zone 2026 North Star Property LLC, I move that we defer action.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2026 North Star Property LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item was subdivision 2023-14 North Star Property LLC.
Mr. Chairman, regarding 2023-14 North Star Property LLC, I move that we defer action.
Second.
We move and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2023-14 North Star Property LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was conditional use number 2499 North Star Property LLC.
Mr. Chairman, regarding CU 2499 North Star Property LLC, I move that we defer action.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2499 North Star Property LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, if we could just one more conversation on this timing wise.
So,
we've got a 45-day window to act on this since the record wasn't held open. That means we have to have made recommendations and a decision by no later than the August 21st meeting, planning and zoning meeting. That's three meetings from now. There's one next week, there's the first meeting on the 7th, and then the second meeting on the 21st.
I will not be here on the 7th.
Yeah, me neither, actually.
My one meeting a year that I miss.
Yeah.
We just need to shut it down.
Yeah, right.
Well, do you all want to put it back on next? Do we have the agenda for
the meeting?
Do you want to put these on for discussion or not next meeting? Now we're going to act on them, but I don't know if you all want to have a discussion.
Let's have some discussion next week.
Okay.
Put it on for discussion,
okay.
And if we...
Third week of August, I'll be gone.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll figure that out.
So we'll just, if you slide it in there, I'll be here.
We should know about the TID requirements.
Okay.
By then, right?
Yeah. Or at least have some preliminary information, yeah. Yep.
Sounds good.
Okay, that completes our agenda. Is there anything else for good of the order? Mr. Whitehouse, any updates on anything you want to share with us, or?
Just time-wise, we are back to our normal 3 p.m. start time next week, so.
Okay.
Great.
All right, anything else for good of the order?
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse.
If not, we stand adjourned, peace and harmony prevail. Oh, you have one more?
Be on the record.
Okay, good.
Was that the first filibuster in?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. I have to admit, that was pretty wild. That's the first time I ever had that happen. I've been here.